The GAA program with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, catering for clubs and schools with customised team wear.
GAA Burgers Fortune, good Gian Clark, I'm Luke Glasgow, and a shock to the show with me, Tom Comack, coming to you as usual on a Wednesday night, and we're here until 9 o'clock. It's cold and windy outside, and well, a little bit of snow maybe as well falling here at the mountaintop. But hope you can stay with us because, well, we're going to be joined by Donegal manager Declan Bonner to give us a progress report on how Donegal are shaping up ahead of the new football season, which, would you believe it, starts this night, 3 weeks. Donegal play Queen's University in the first round of the Dr. McKenna Cup. And really from then until, well, hopefully the first, is it the first Sunday in September this year or next year, that well, we'll be flying following Donegal and Declan. But first of all, tonight we're joined by Donegal referees administrator Shane Toolan on a crisis that he highlighted at last Friday night's Donegal GAA convention, and that's a chronic shortage of referees in the county. And well, before we go to Shane though, just to remind you that you can text us as always on 086 60 25000, or if you want to Texas from outside the dialing area, it's 0035386 25000. But earlier this evening, I spoke to the Donegal referees administrator, Shane Toolan, who something of a miracle worker. When you hear that something like 60 referees or maybe less officiated something like 1800 games in Donegal this year.
Well, Shane, delighted to have you on the GAA program tonight, and of course the reason we have is because you highlighted at the weekend a crisis in refereeing, as in a shortage of referees here for club games in the county. That's adult club games. Tell me, how big is the crisis?
Good evening, Tom. The crisis is chronic at the moment. We really have a shortage of referees. We're operating on a base of about 48 referees, of which 42 are active referees. And we have 35 to 36 games every weekend to choose from. So with up to 20% of the referees not available for one reason or another, including inter-county appointments, you can see that we have a shortage coming each weekend.
Yeah. So obviously it takes a lot of dedication from those that are on the panel and have to make a lot of sacrifices, otherwise you're in big trouble.
Yes, indeed, Tom. We have about 820 games scheduled during the year at adult level and 1,200 games minimum at underage level. And this panel of between 42 and 48 referees are fulfilling all those fixtures.
Yeah, but then you have underage referees as well. It's not they're not just confined to the 42. There are underage referees who wouldn't be fully official adult referees.
That is right, Tom. But there's not very many of them. I'd say I just have about maybe 8 to 10 extra at that.
So you're working off an overall panel of what, 60 at the most?
At the most is all we would have is 60 referees.
And how many games would you have roughly between underage and senior?
You're heading for over 1,800 games each year.
My God.
It's a fantastic amount of games and just shows you how strong the GAA is in the county of Donegal. But we have a little shortage of referees now, which is going to impact drastically on that and the playing of those games.
So it really is a chronic crisis.
It is, yeah. We have 40 clubs in the county, and of those 40 clubs, 11 of them clubs are not providing referees. And 16 further clubs are providing only one referee, even though they would field up to four teams at adult level, from under 21 to senior.
And a myriad of teams at underage then?
And a myriad of teams at underage level, from under 12 to under 17 next year.
So are you telling me that the 60 or not less than 60 referees cover 1,800 games in the year?
Yes, I am. That's exactly what we're asked to do.
My God, that seems for an amateur game and an amateur commitment, it seems an extraordinary amount, doesn't it?
It is, yeah. It's an extraordinary amount of games that are in reality being done. So most referees who are dedicated and full time at it would be out, you know, up to four times a week refereeing games. and a lot of them would do two games in one day on a regular basis.
And then you have school games, college games as well.
Well, yes, indeed, there are a lot of those games on at the moment.
Hmm. Yeah, well, certainly is a problem. What is the problem? Why is there a scarcity of referees? Is it a case where somebody has fallen down and a recruitment drive down the line, or is it just that a bigger problem, people just don't want a referee?
I think it's partly and mainly because people don't want a referee. There's a recruitment drive every year for the past, as long as I've been refereeing, there's a recruitment drive every year, but the numbers that are coming to the recruitment is falling drastically every year. And then the amount of people who take it up full-time is becoming less and less. We've only had, I think, 4 active referees in the last 2 seasons. But each year with the demographics of the referees, there'll always be retirements and there'll be people who give it up for whatever reason. And they're not being replaced each year. Although there's more and more football being played, there are less and less referees coming on board.
Yeah. And why do people not want to take it up? Is it because the abuse they get? Because, referees do receive a lot of abuse, mostly in Gaelic, compared to, I know you referee rugby as well, when you compare the two, certainly it's refereeing in rugby has to be a lot easier than refereeing in Gaelic football or hurling.
I find the abuse in Gaelic football is more talked about than real. There is very little abuse in Gaelic football in reality. People talk about it a lot more than it actually happens.
I go to underage games, Shane, and I go to senior games and I hear some terrible things been said to referees and about them.
Well, that is true. That does happen. But that happens in every sport. Hmm. Especially at underage level, there seems to be a lot of people who think that a referee is out there, to be shouted at or to be blamed for anything that goes wrong. This is not confined to just the GAA alone. It happens across a myriad of sports. Hmm. And it is a problem and always is a problem. And I think it leads on to a perception then that people, when they retire from playing or decide they don't want to play, just don't want to go into that sphere.
Yeah.
But I can assure you that it's not as bad as people fear it is.
Right. And obviously it takes a certain type of individual. Not everybody can referee.
No, a lot of people try and they might do 3 or 4 games and find that they can't take it. But there's a lot of opportunities for people if they decide to referee. I mean, really it's about keeping your fitness level up, giving something back to the game that you once partook in, meeting friends, meeting people, travelling, and of course it always is the best seat in the house. And there are opportunities for people to succeed in refereeing and make it the whole way. I mean, two of Donegal's referees, Sean McLaughlin and James Connors, appeared in Croke Park this year in big games doing the sideline.
So let's go back to recruitment again. You say the numbers are dwindling in recruitment and have been for a while. But if that's the case, has there anything been done to maybe increase those numbers? You know, go to younger people, get younger people involved.
Yes, our intention is this year to... we've already started in highlighting the shortage. So next year there will be a strong emphasis on recruitment and retention of referees. We've had over the past few months a working group set up under the auspices of Frank Dooley with the backing of the county board, and we have produced a draft report on refereeing, a refereeing target or a refereeing plan for the next 3 years up to 2012. So starting at the very bottom, we're hoping to put in plan places, and we're looking for the clubs to back us and the county board to back us to provide referees from each club. So if each club provided one referee, we'd certainly have a much better base on which to operate from next year.
How many referees do you need to comfortably service the county or serve the county?
I would see, and I'm using Tyrone as a reference point, that you would need approximately 70 referees to be able to comfortably run all your competitions.
Well, there's a lot of work to be done, so...
There's a lot of work to be done. Indeed, there is a tremendous amount of work to be done. Because, you know, even if we look demographically at those referees who are active at the moment, there will be more and more people retiring, you know, in the shorter term rather than the longer term.
Hmm. So what's the plan now?
Well, the plan is that starting in February, new courses will be held to recruit referees, and a plan is put in place to get all of the clubs who provide no referees to provide at least one referee in the short term, so that we can fill the gaps immediately. Another part of the plan would be to try and recruit amongst those who have dropped off in the last couple of years to get them back actively refereeing. Because certainly, I mean, even you know yourself, there are a few good referees amongst those who gave it up for whatever reason, injury or family matters.
Do you feel, and you're a very active referee yourself, do you feel that referees get the respect from the GAA, from the authorities, from the GAA, that they get from maybe rugby? Because I mentioned rugby again because I know you referee rugby games as well.
Well, since I became administrator, I can only, I suppose, confirm that the county board in Donegal especially stands fully behind the referees and realises the important job that the referees have done. Mm. And I think my own journeys around the county as both the referee, when I was referee in fully, and when I was administrator, is that referees get a great amount of respect and they are not forgotten about by the clubs.
Yeah.
And certainly most of the administrators in the clubs, chairmen, secretaries, treat referees in a very, very good fashion. It's just there's a perception out there that referees get a lot of abuse, and I think that's more a perception than it is reality.
Mm. Well, we'll beg to differ on that one. We'll beg to differ on that one. But it would appear like that this crisis or this crisis isn't going to go away in the short term, because so you know you're not going to send a guy to a course next February and you let him out referee and send out games straight away.
No. Our plan is to start people off this year at underage level and mentor them and watch them closely. And then those who show promise will be accelerated through the ranks.
Yeah. So you're basically going to be saying to clubs you're going to have to bear the problem at the moment.
Yeah. But the clubs are very understanding about it, because in reality the clubs know that this is happening, and the stark figures when you look at them, you know, they stand out. There's no hiding place from the figures.
Yeah.
And all of the clubs that have no referee, I know, are actively trying to recruit. But it's almost impossible, and historically has been almost impossible to get people to take up the whistle.
Yeah. Is there a penalty for clubs that don't provide a referee?
It's proposed that a penalty is brought in.
There used to be one some years ago.
There used to be one some years ago, but I don't think it was ever applied.
Yeah.
Now there's talk on the new draft proposals that a penalty of losing part of your All-Ireland ticket allocation.
Right, rather than points or...
Rather than points.
Or having to play away from home or whatever.
Yeah, but that's penalising the players
for
something that's beyond their control.
Yeah.
So you're trying to penalise where it hurts most.
Yeah. So just remind us again, when is your first course? When is your first...
The first course for new referees is going to be probably on the first week in February. We just have to firm the date up with Ulster. And it'll probably be the first week in February on probably the first Wednesday.
And okay, you have the airwaves. Entice all those young, budding referees out there, or maybe somebody that might be thinking about it, or somebody that wouldn't even give it a thought. Maybe. The attraction.
Well, I would say that in the past number of years, people realise that there's a career path involved in refereeing. The rewards out of it are tremendous in that you're allowed to keep your fitness level up, you get to travel around the county, meet various people, and you're the front seat in the house in all the big games. So I would urge anybody who has any interest in attempting to try it out, give it a go. You'd be surprised how rewarding the experience actually is.
And anyway, look at Shane. That's great. Keep in touch. Keep us posted on how you're getting on. And I know it's a difficult job. It's a difficult task. And obviously, it must be very difficult from an administrator's point of view to make sure you have referees every weekend. What's the biggest difficulty you find in the job?
The biggest difficulty that I find in the job is the amount of games that are changed. When we studied the figures for last year, over 550 games were changed out of a total number of 820.
You mean change of date, change of venue?
Change of date, change of venue, change of time, change of day. Or walkovers were granted.
Yeah.
And that is very difficult to keep referees happy when games are being changed on a regular basis, because they build their week around, you know, what day they have to referee and what time, and then suddenly, maybe on the Thursday or the Friday, or even as happened on the Saturday morning, games get changed. And that creates difficulty. So Declan Martin does a fantastic job. You know, it's a completely thankless job to have all these games changed.
That's the secretary of the CCC. And tell me, were there any games last year that you weren't able to play a referee to?
Well, one game was all that we had to cry off because we had no referee available, and that was Kilcare against Gidor Reserves in Division 1 Reserve. No referee was available on the day.
Was that league or championship?
It was a league match.
That's some juggling of... That's next to our Lord and the Loaves and Fishes.
At some weekends, it was like that.
Look at Shane, the best of luck and in your recruitment drive, and a happy Christmas to you, and all the best in 2018.
Yes, thank you very much, Tom. The best of luck to you, and a happy Christmas,
Shane,
and a happy new year to you, and, of course, all the listeners.
Shane Toolan there, Donegal Referees Administrator, telling us about the chronic shortage of referees in the county of Donegal. That's referees to referee club games. Very interesting to think that, there's something like 1,800 games between adult and underage played in Donegal on a yearly basis. Frightening, really. And what, only less than 60 referees servicing that? Certainly, those are busy men, they're dedicated men. So they're looking for new referees, and I think the GAA culture, I know Shane was probably playing the party line there in terms of referees, and he doesn't hear any criticism. Certainly, I think anybody that goes to games, sometimes it can be quite unsavoury. I think it's something that the GAA needs to tidy up, but only need to get more serious. We take a break now, but just before we go to the break, just to tell you, coming up after the break, we'll hear from Donegal manager Declan Boner, who I was talking earlier this week to at the launch of the new Donegal GAA jersey for next season. And Declan gave us a progress report on how his preparations are going for the new season. And obviously he's back in the hot seat again after something like, 19 years away from it. So he's looking forward to it. And we'll hear Declan after the break.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack. Brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, catering for clubs and schools with customised team wear.
Fodger, Ashkaji and Clark coming, Luke Kaskin, a shock than a show with me, Tom Comack, as always with you until 9 o'clock on a Wednesday night. And, well, before the break there, we heard from Shane Toolan, the Donegal Referees Administrator, on a chronic shortage of referees for adult games in Donegal. That's adult club games. So if you're interested in taking up the whistle in the new year and getting the football boots back on again, give Shane a ring. But... well, Donegal, the new football season at inter-county level is just 3 weeks away from tonight. In actual fact, Donegal began their Dr. McKenna Cup campaign with a home game against Queen's University in Sean McCool Park in Ballybuffet. Earlier this week on Monday, in the Abbey Hotel in Donegal Town, Donegal launched their new football jersey for the new season, and also announced and unveiled the Abbey Hotel as their second tier sponsor. So I caught up to Declan Boner, the Donegal manager, at that event, and he gave us a progress report on how things are going. Remember, Donegal back in training since the 1st of December.
Declan, we're here at the launch of the new jersey and the announcement of the second tier sponsor of the Abbey Hotel, and the word New Dawn has been mentioned in both football and hurling. You taking over in charge of the footballers, and what basically, given all the retirements in recent years, is going to be a new look Donegal team, I'm sure.
Yeah, listen Tom, exactly, it's going to be there's going to be a number of new faces. There's probably one or two faces that were there before that maybe haven't been involved in the last year, 2 years. I've come back in, and I mean, we're geared towards the McKenna Cup at this stage, and looking at introducing some new players to competitive activity in the McKenna Cup. And I mean, it's a three-pronged approach in terms of the McKenna Cup, the National League, and then the ultimate aim and the goal has to be a championship and a run in Ulster Championship, and that kicks off on the 13th of May.
Yeah, you mentioned a couple of players that were absent in the last season or so. I presume that's Oran McNeillis and Liam McClune, is it?
Yeah, both of those guys are back in and training. Yeah, Leo and Oran McNeillis, along with and a number of younger lads that have been probably there with me through the 21s, like Steve McMenamin, Tony McLanahan, Steve McBrady are back in training with us. And then there's a number of new lads that haven't been in before, or haven't been involved for a number of years. Kieran McGinley's in there training, Kevin McBrady, you have Gary Merritt and Alan Lyons, and also probably an interesting was in Nathan Mullins, son of Brian Mullins, who's had a very, very good couple of years in the middle of the park for St Vincent, so an opportunity to see how he's performing.
Yeah, and he qualifies because he was born in Donegal, was it, or lived in Donegal?
Yeah, he was born in Donegal, and he also played underage for Donegal, and you know, was involved in 2010 for Jim McGuinness in the under-21 campaign, and then he's been playing with St Vincent's ever since. But it's an opportunity. I saw him play a couple of times for Vincent's throughout the year, and there were reports coming from Dublin both that he was performing at a high level, and he actually made the Dublin club team in the championship there. Himself and James McCarthy was a midfield parent, so it's an opportunity for him. He's 26 years of age now. You know, at a stage where he knows this is probably last chance, and he's really, really wanting to give it a big go. And yeah, it's let's see where that takes us. And you know, as I say, it's interesting times, exciting times.
You're back in training. How is training going? What's the regime at the moment?
Yeah, we're training. The boys are in the gym and 2 or 3 days a week, and we're on the park another 3 days. So yeah, it's pretty full hands on. A lot of work going on, and this is a time of year where you just lay those foundations in terms of that fitness, that real fitness base, and that's what we're looking at. And hopefully, moving into the real playing season, then that, you know, injury prevention, and that you can have a free run of injuries, and hopefully that'll be the case. But as I say, once you hit January the 3rd and the first McKenna Cup match against Queens, then the game they'll come ticking fast.
Yeah, and in terms of the older players, sometimes they have been rested and maybe given an easier hope to bring them back maybe later in the season. Is everybody back training, or is still some taking it a little easier than others?
Some are doing a bit of rehab work, some are doing gym work in Donegal Park, or back on the park yet. They will be in the next number of weeks. And listen, we've got to manage, especially the more senior players, we've got to make sure that, as I say, the target I have from our point of view, yeah, we have to be competitive, we want to stay in Division 1, but ultimately the goal is made it the first round of the Ulster Championship, and to get a run in the Championship. So we've got to make sure when it comes to May the 13th, all of those players, including the more senior lads and the rest of the squad, are fresh and ready to go to give us a sustained run in the Championship.
And always to do well and win the Ulster Championship is always the ultimate goal, but I suppose that even become a run in the Ulster Championship now even becomes more important given this new Super 8 structure.
That's very important, Tom. When we have the say, I mean, the Super 8, I mean, it has to be the place that you have to be in. We want to be there, and we will be having in our power to get there. Now, one way to get there is to win the Ulster title, and that's going to be very, very difficult. A number of very good teams in Ulster. It's still the most competitive provincial championship of them all, and we'll have to do it the hard way from the preliminary round, which starts, I say, against Cavan on the 13th.
Season starts on the 3rd of January against Queens and Ballybuffet. What's the plan for the McKenna Cup?
Listen, the plan is to be, as I say, we want to win matches no matter what. We want to build a bit of confidence within the group of players that are there. There will be new lads coming into it. There will be it'll be a relatively young team, I would say. You're talking about average age maybe about 22, 20, 23 years of age, which can be a very, very young team. But also I know these players, and as I say, it's another step up for them, and those guys that can survive it at that level, the McKenna Cup, will be the guys that will be taking part then and performing in the National League, and that's got to be our target.
Are we going to see any of the more senior players in the McKenna Cup?
Possibly not too many of the more senior. There will be a number of lads that have been around this county scene for the last number of years, the likes of Keelan Ward and the likes of Eamon Doherty, Marty Riley, Mark Anthony, will all be involved. Oran McNeillis will be coming back in from, so you'll see those guys and the McKenna Cup.
Yeah, and obviously you will want to get them games as well, because you have a seriously tough opening to the National League. Kerry away the first day, Galway at home, and Dublin away, first three games, like, you know, baptism of the fire.
Absolutely, and as I say, it's going to be difficult. We know that, and we're preparing as best we can for that. Kerry and Dublin away, two really the top two, three teams in the country. Dublin probably have gathered a march on most teams at this stage, and really it's just like a machine, to be quite honest. And Galway, Kevin Walsh has brought in Paddy Talley, top class coach, who was along Mickey Hart when they won the first All-Ireland, coached St Mary's to the Sigerson earlier on this year, and that's a big, probably a big coup for Galway, having Paddy Talley coming in. And as I say, we know what Kerry brings to the table, and it's always a difficult place to go down to Killarney, so it's a really, really tough opening. But listen, it's one that we're looking forward to.
Declan Bonner looking forward to the new challenge of managing Donegal. Of course, the season gets up and running on the 3rd of January this night. 3 weeks, against Down in the Dr. McKenna Cup. And good to hear that Oran McNeillis and Leo McLoone are back and in training again and getting ready for the new season. And well, just before we go, just to remind you, next week we have a very special guest coming in with our sponsor of the programme. Michael Murphy will be our special guest in studio, and we'll have a good half hour's yarn with him, no doubt. My congratulations to Mick McGrath, who is the new Donegal chairman, and to Michael Kerr of Aero Carrickmore, who was elected chairman in Tyrone last night. So the best of luck to both of them. Donegal, the officer board unchanged otherwise from that of last year, with the exception of Mick McGrath taking over from Sean Dunyan, who had completed 5 years in the job. And we wish Sean all the best in his retirement too. The Donegal secretary is Aideen Gillen. The treasurer is Kieran Kelly. PRO is Ed Byrne. Conor McDermott is the coaching officer. He saw off the challenge of Oisín Cannon from Letterkenny Gaels. Gary Duffy has returned as children's officer. Fergus McGee as FA Cultural Agus Changa. And development officer is David McClune. The vice chairman is Frankie Doherty. Declan Martin is assistant secretary again, and of course secretary of the important body of the CCC, and assistant treasurer is Paddy Tunney. PJ McGowan and Liam McElhinney are the representatives on the Ulster Council, and Seamus O'Donnell is once again back at Central Council for Donegal. Dominic McCaughey is secretary, of course, in Tyrone. He's a full-time secretary. Raymond McKeown is the treasurer. And Eunan Lindsay has moved up from PRO to replace Michael Kerr, who became the chairman. Eunan is now the vice chairman. Otherwise, the officer board in Tyrone very much along similar lines as it was last year. That's about it from me, Tom Cormack. Just finally, to congratulate Niamh Colmkill on their great victory last weekend in Scotland. But from me, Tom Cormack, from Jimmy Stafford and Sound, good evening, Shocked and Shogging, Slán agus Bannock.